Somebody who has a behara is a neg on his skin the size of a grit, and inside the neg is a mechia, a healthy skin. But the healthy skin inside the neg is less than the size of an adasha. So in such a case, the mechia is not a simen tuma. As a minimum size for a mechia to be a simen tuma and cause him to be tummy mukhla, is the size of an adasha, the size of a lentil. Ripsa ha behara is tuma. If the behara spread and became larger, he would be tummy mukhla, as even though the mechia is not a simen tuma, but the spreading of the neg is a simen tuma, and therefore he would be tummy mukhla. Nismata tahara. But if the nega became smaller than a gris, in such a case, he would be completely tar. He wouldn't even be tamei muskar. He wouldn't even have to be locked up, since the nega is now less than a gris, as a gris is the minimum size for a nega to be tamei. Ripsa hamichya tamei. If the mechia inside the nega became larger, and now it's the size of an adasha, so now he would be tamei muklat, and since the mechia is now the minimum size to be a simetuma, the size of an adasha, he is now tamei muklat. Even though when the mechia becomes larger, the nega becomes smaller. As the mechia is healthy skin inside the nega, so when it becomes larger, it takes up more space in the nega, and the nega itself is smaller, it doesn't make a difference. As the nega is tummy, as long as the nega together with the mechia inside of it is at least a gris, and that there's at least an adasha worth of the nega all around the mechia, in such a case, he would be tummy. Nismata. Rabbi Meir mitame, dechachamim mitar. If the mechia inside the nega became smaller, as originally the mechia inside the nega was smaller than an adasha, so the mechia was not a simen tuma, and now the mechia has become even smaller, it's less even than the size that it was before. In such a case, Rav Meir holds that the person would be tamei, he would be tamei mukhla, and since the mechia inside the nega has become smaller than it was originally, so the nega has taken over where the healthy skin was originally, so the nega has spread to the inside, as the mechia is healthy skin inside the nega. So when we say the mechia became smaller, we mean to say that the nega took over a little bit of the area where the mechia was originally. So now the nega has spread towards the interior, and therefore the spreading of the nega, since it's a simen tuma, would cause him to be tamei mukhla. While the chachamim are mitahir, as a chachamim hold, that with the spreading of the nega, the simen tuma, is only if the nega spread to the outside. But in this case, the nega spread to the interior of the nega, that's not considered a simen tuma, and therefore the person would not be tamei mukhla yet. She'ein ha-nega paisha l'toicha, as a nega does not spread to the inside, meaning to say the spreading of the nega to the inside is not a simen tuma, so he would continue to be locked up until a different simen tuma develops. Second Adam Paragbab Mishnah Dalad, Baharis Yisera Mika Gritz, Ubam Mechia Yisera Meka Adasha. Somebody who has a Baharis, a nega on his skin, that's larger than the size of a gritz, it's larger than the minimum size for it to be tummy, and inside the nega is a mechia, healthy skin, that's larger than the size of an adasha, larger than a lentil. The minimum size for a mechia to be a simen tuma is the size of an adasha, and this mechia is larger than the minimum size. He would be tamei mukhla, since he has a simen tuma in his nega. Rabu oshen ismatu tamein, uvavad shalo yismatu mekishir. If either the nega or the mechia inside the nega increases or decreases, he would continue to be tamei mukhla. As even if the nega or the mechia decreases, he would continue to be tamei. And since the nega and the mechia both started off as being more than the minimum size, it can decrease a little bit and still be the size that is needed for him to be tamei, as long as the beharis or the mechia inside the beharis does not decrease to less than the minimum shear. As if the beharis decreases to less than the size of a grit, or if the mechia decreases to less than the size of an adasha, in such a case, he would no longer be tamei mukhla.